Thank you, worship team. Take your Bibles, if you would, please, and turn to the book of Luke. The book of Luke, chapter 2. We're looking today at verses 25 through 35. Luke, chapter 2, beginning in verse 25. There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. Now this man was righteous and devout and looking forward to Israel's consolation, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he saw the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, he entered the temple complex. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took up in his arms and praised God and said, "Now, Master, you can dismiss your slave in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen the salvation. You have prepared it in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory to your people Israel." His father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and told his mother Mary, "Indeed, this child is destined to cause the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed. And a sword will pierce your own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts might be revealed." Let's pray. Father, this morning I pray that you would come with your Holy Spirit and teach us a lesson from the life of the mother of our Lord, Mary. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, exactly. Thank you, Elena. You're all welcome to say that whenever you want, so Elena is setting the pace for a new generation. Thank you. I want to especially talk to mothers today. I appreciate my mother and the intuition that God has installed in all mothers to care for and to nurture those under and around her. Motherhood's a time-honored institution, and without it, none of us would be here. So we need that. I want to be sensitive as well, because for some, motherhood maybe is or was an accident or unplanned, and it's not always welcome, and it can be a burden for some. For others, biological motherhood isn't possible, and there's pain that doesn't go away. And still for some others, motherhood has been a source of great difficulty and discomfort and burdens and challenges that even linger yet today. And for you, it can be hard to think about it. Motherhood, under the best of circumstances, can be less than ideal or a bed of roses. Wilhelm Busch said very well in German, he said, "Mutter werden ist nicht schwer, sein dagegen sehr." Which means, there you go. Which means to become a mother is not so difficult, but being one is very much so. And that's true. So why bother with Mother's Day? Because for all of its stumbling blocks and pitfalls and broken dreams and soiled diapers and soiled wallpaper and spoiled plans, we're talking about a beautiful ideal, a natural part of God's creative plan to bring love and caring into families through the caring, nurturing, comforting gift of love so common to so many mothers. Some have misunderstood mothers. A teacher gave a class of second graders one time a lesson on the magnet, went to great lengths in science class on that topic to explain the form and function of a magnet. And the next day in class, she had a quiz for them. It was just a one-word quiz. And she said, "Okay, answer this question. My full name has 6 letters. I start with an M and I pick things up." And half the class wrote down "mother." Mothers are much, much more than that. Some have taken mothers for granted. A teacher asked a boy this question. Suppose, this is math class, suppose that your mother baked a pie and there were seven of you and your parents had five children, so there's seven. What part of the pie would you get? And one boy promptly replied, oh, I would get a sixth. And the lady says, no, I'm afraid that you don't understand your fractions because there are seven of you. And the boy said, oh, no, you don't understand my mother. Mothers are often so giving. The key this morning, the key thought that I want us to think about is the challenge of being a mother is a God-given task for which God strengthens and encourages to completion. The challenge of being a mother is a God-given task for which He strengthens and encourages to completion. Number one from the text this morning, embrace God's challenge. Think about this for a second. I don't think there's any possible way that Mary as a young child was praying that she would be the mother of the Messiah, thinking that, well, the time's about right, and I'm thinking it'd be really cool if I could be the mother of our Lord. I know the Messiah's going to come through a virgin in this kind of area of the world. I don't think that she was praying or anticipating, nor even hoping that she would be that person. But God came to her, and God didn't come in the angelic form and come into her room that time and say, would you be interested in doing this? The angel of the Lord came down and said, Mary, you've found favor with God. God is smiling on you. And you're going to bear a child and His name is going to be Jesus and He's going to be the deliverer of people. Mary did not choose that as a part of her teenage curriculum or experience. I am positive if the angel or the messenger would have come and given her a choice and said, okay, here's the deal. You can have this role, or you can just skip it. I'm sure it would have been a tough decision. Mary probably would have said, I can't do it. There's a mom here right now that's dealing with an issue in your home or in your house, and if you were to be honest, you would say, you know, that's me. I just can't do it. The reality is that we are to embrace as mothers, I'm not a mother, but we are to embrace the challenge that God give us. And even though you didn't maybe specifically choose the dilemma that you're in, the circumstance that you're wrestling with, the challenge that is breaking your heart because you're a mom, God has asked you to bear it. It's on your plate and God will sustain you for the challenge. Some of you think right now it's too hard. I can't do it. And God, by giving you the tasks that He has assumed that you can. Number two, trust God's strength. Trust God's strength. God came to this young couple, Mary and Joseph, miraculously. He came to them repeatedly and helped them to bear the challenge they had. Now you realize that right after the child was born, Jesus, His life was sought and they had to flee and God provided money for them to do that. There was miracle after miracle that gave them the strength to press on. And what happened very early on in the life of Mary and Joseph with this baby Jesus that they were yet to realize the full implications of what was going on. As they bore that challenge, God repeatedly strengthened them and encouraged them and taught them to trust Him in those circumstances. Maybe there's a mom right now that needs to find a mother whose children are older and grown and say, how did you make it through when this happened? Because I need a little encouragement right now. Or maybe you're an older mom and your kids are pretty grown and you see a struggling mom around you. Maybe they need your arm around them so that they can learn to trust God's strength. 2 Corinthians 12:9. In response, Paul, to the thorn in the flesh, Paul said, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, I will gladly boast about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may reside in me. I am convinced that one of the reasons that we have so many challenges in life, and especially as mothers, some of the most difficult challenges, is so that God can teach us to trust Him. If there were never any challenges that we couldn't handle, if there was never anything so difficult that we didn't think we could figure out, if there were never anything so painful that just break our hearts open, what would there be to trust God for if it was all a bed of roses? And God brings the dilemmas and causes the circumstance and allows us to be in places where we learn to trust Him. And Mary and Joseph had quite a journey like that. Mary, after all, wasn't too long into raising Jesus that we know that Joseph probably was off the scene. And Mary was a single mother. Some of you right here, right now, are single mothers, and it's hard, and you know it's hard. And some of us just don't understand the difficulties there, but Mary did, and God taught her to trust Him. Robert Ingersoll was a notorious skeptic. He was in his heyday in a college and was giving a lecture, and there were several students that went to hear him lecture. And as they walked down the street after one of those lectures, the one said to the other, one of the guys was a Christian, the other guy wasn't. And the non-Christian said to the Christian guy, "Hey, I suppose that guy really knocked the feet out from under your Christianity, didn't he?" The other guy said, "No, I don't think he did. Ingersoll did not explain my mother's life." Are you that kind of mom? Has it been really difficult and there's been hard stuff and you didn't know how you were going to get through it, but you've trusted God and it's been so obvious because even though it's so difficult, you trust God and you know that it might not turn out the way you want or even the way you pray for, but you trust God for the outcome of what's about to be. And that's an unexplainable act of God's mercy in your life as He teaches you to trust Him and to bear some of the most difficult challenges. First, embrace God's challenge. Some of you didn't choose it, but it's a challenge you have. Second, trust God's strength. And third, see God's encouragement. It is remarkable to me as I read this passage over and over to see that to these almost children, not quite, but these very, very young couple, Mary and Joseph, having Jesus as a child, it is remarkable to me to see the encouragement that God brought into their life. Think of this. They walk into a temple, okay? I mean, two young kids, probably late teenagers, Joseph maybe early 20s, they walk into the temple and they're bringing Jesus, and it's really been a bumpy ride so far. The first two years have been very difficult, and they've been chased and hunted, and the money came in when it had to, and they came back and they go to the temple because they've wanted to do the right thing and go there and make the sacrifice necessary for this young child. I think I said it was 2 years later. This was earlier than that. They wanted to do the right thing, and they came in there, and Simeon, who was a Holy Spirit-filled and directed person here at this time, waiting to see Israel's consolation, the deliverer, sees them come in, sees the child, and the Holy Spirit says to him, "Simeon, that's it right there. That's it. He is the consolation of Israel." And Mary and Joseph, kind of unsuspecting, walking in with the baby in a blanket, and they're probably more like peasants' robes than the real rich people, just came in with this little infant, and Simeon comes up, and he's beaming, and they don't quite know what's going on because they're just going to the temple to do what they're supposed to do to try and fulfill their responsibility. And Simeon is overcome and glowing with joy, and he's like, "This is it. You guys have no idea what's going on." And the Bible says that he looked up and said, "Master, you can dismiss your slave in peace according to your word, because my eyes have seen salvation." And his father and mother were amazed at what was being said. They didn't get it. You know, I don't know that so many of the great saints of the faith have really had parents who understood what was happening. Some of you right now are raising a young one, a young son or a young daughter, and maybe 20 years from now will be a mighty, mighty saint in the kingdom of God and maybe reach thousands of people or be a preacher or a missionary or maybe give their life at an early age in the mission field like so many have. And you're raising that saint right now. And God wants to encourage you this morning with this message that says, you know what, I can do it. I can embrace the challenge that God has given me. I can trust His strength. And God sent Simeon into their life at this time to encourage them. And his mother and father were amazed because of what Simeon said about that child. For some, faith in God is the only explanation for the thanks, for the struggle, for the perseverance that you have to press on. Simeon came at this time and was God's encouragement to this young couple to give them the strength to press on. See God's encouragement in your life. And lastly, be God's encouragement. Be God's encouragement. It's interesting to me that Simeon, after he said this prayer to the Lord and his mother and father were amazed, Simeon blessed them. It seems like them would be all of them. Simeon blessed the family and maybe Mary and Joseph and the little baby. And Simeon maybe put his hands on their shoulders and said, "Lord, bless this family." And then he turned and said to Mary, "Indeed, this child is destined to cause the fall and rise of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be opposed. and a sword will pierce your own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. Simeon looked at Mary, maybe in some sort of sense through the Holy Spirit, knowing that Joseph wouldn't be there, looked at Mary and said, you know, it's going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it. He encouraged her. He said this young child would not just cause the fall of many nations, but the rise. This child was going to have a huge influence. He said that this child would be a sign that would be opposed, and a sword will pierce your own soul. But the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed because he will be such a mighty prophet. Simeon said to Mary, be encouraged. It's going to be a really bumpy ride. But this child's going to do wonderful, mighty, magnificent, unbelievable things. Be encouraged in that. Dr. G. Campbell Morgan had four sons. Dr. G. Campbell Morgan, if you don't know, was a mighty preacher of days gone by. All four of his sons were preachers. And one day someone came into the drawing room where the whole family was there. I guess we don't have drawing rooms anymore where we sit around and draw. They thought they would see what Howard, one of the sons who was a preacher, would say if they asked him this question. So someone turned to Howard and said, Howard, who's the greatest preacher in your family? Howard had a great admiration for his father and his brothers, but he looked across the room and he looked without a moment's hesitation and he said, my mother is. You know, the mothers are the unsung heroes in our homes, aren't they? Yeah, many of the dads are preachers, and Josh and I are preachers, and many of you sit out here, and so many guys are Sunday school teachers. But it's mom who, with this steadfast trust in God and determination to raise children who love and trust God, who plug away. And so often our mothers are the unsung preachers of the home, and they're the ones who are saying, we need to trust God about this and pray about this. Be God's encouragement for that mother who is doing that and is having struggles and difficulties and pressing on. Embrace the challenge that God has given you as a mother. Trust the strength that God says He'll give you. See the encouragement that God provides around you, but don't just see it, be it to someone else. Walk up to someone that's struggling and say, you know, I know it can be tough sometimes, but hang in there, you can do it. Tell your mom that you love her. I know that moms aren't all perfect, but they are God's gift to us, to teach us and to help us. Tell a struggling mom that she can do it. Help a mom who is down to hang on by encouraging her. Commit right now to say, it might be hard, but I'm going to stop looking long enough at my own challenges to encourage someone else in theirs. Someone wrote some time ago, I took a piece of plastic clay and idly fashioned it one day, and as my fingers pressed it still, it moved and yielded at my will. I came again when days were past, the form I gave it still bore, and as my fingers pressed it still, I could change the form no more. I took a piece of living clay and gently formed it day by day, and molded with my power and art a young child's soft and yielding heart. I came again when days are gone, and it was a man I looked upon. And still that early impress bore, and I could change it nevermore. Moms, you make a huge, huge difference in your families, in your children's lives, as you raise them, as you encourage others around you. Be encouraged that it's worth it. Be encouraged that it's worth it, that when it's so difficult you can't see a way out, that you can trust God for His strength. That God will send the encouragement that you need to press on. So, mothers, this morning, we love you. We are thankful for you. We are glad that you have persevered. And we are trusting you to trust God for the next steps. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have taught us through so many godly mothers what it is to have the motherly compassion that we need. And Father, you have exhibited for us both fatherly and motherly tendencies, and we praise you for that. Father, I pray that you would encourage right now a mother who is having great difficulty. And Father, I pray that we would be an encouragement to those around us. Father, I pray that we would have the strength of Mary, the Holy Spirit-filled wisdom of Simeon, and that you would teach us how to be better servants today in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.